verse 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, right? You're not driven by your flesh anymore. Even though you can, as a, you can be an unbeliever and kind of get something out of Christianity. If you're a Christian, it's not about getting something. The new creation has begun. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Beautiful verse. Highlight that verse. Verse 18, now all things are of God, right? So this is a gift from God, this insight that we're already dead, but we're still alive so that we can love others, right? All this is from God who has reconciled, that's brought back together us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is all man back to God. So the dividing wall of hostility between us and God is broken down and has given us, now he means the apostles, but he also means the church, the ministry of reconciliation. What's forgiveness? It is to reconcile you to God, right? But can you love God and hate your brother? No. Right? So reconciliation is us to God, not you to God, single, you to God, plural, right? Not God's not plural, you're plural, we are plural. So he has given us the ministry of reconciliation, that is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. The world? Not just the elect? Oh, sorry, did I hit the Calvinists again? I'm sorry, guys, I just mean, but it's right there, it's right in front of you. So not imputing their trespasses to them, it's us, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. I didn't highlight this next part, but we are ambassadors for Christ as though he were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So to be reconciled to God, though, is to be reconciled to those who are in God. Right. And so, all right. I think there's a lot of preaching you could do on this text, but from and to your section right now is this. Like, if you're going to leave, if you're going to move away, it needs to be on good terms with your sister. She needs to be like, Godspeed, I love you. I'll see you in paradise, right? Otherwise, it's going to just be a shadow that follows you. So however and whatever that means, good terms. That doesn't mean like you all have feelies all the time, right? What it means is that you can look each other in the eye and say, I'll see you on judgment day, and it'll be all right. That's what it means. Huh. And there are certainly times in life where you and another Christian just might need to part ways. Paul did it, right? And you can make a big deal about how he was wrong to send John Mark away or what have you. I don't know that that's what, we're not there to just gang up on Paul. Like, it wasn't going to work out. They went different ways. God used it, right? So the point is to not really burn the bridge, right? So if you can build a bridge while you leave, then a new start could be an amazingly good thing for you. If you're just going to burn another bridge as you leave, you're just going to go burn bridges where you go. And to embrace then that the ministry, being a Christian, I don't mean like you have a ministry. I mean, we are Christianity. That is God's ministry to us, is one of bringing us back together with those who, by all human rights, should hate each other. Because look what you did, look what I did, look what we did, look what we are. Look what used to happen. Look at all the bad. We should, in fact, despise each other. But Christ has broken that down. And since he has said to both of us, we are sons, well then, who are we to say something to get someone else's servant, right? We belong to him, and so we must abide with each other. All the more, you know, for a family member wherein there is almost without question, bad or old patterns of relationship that are inherited from a family that you both broke away from, and now it's kind of haunting you both, right? And this is where your local pastor is going to be just absolutely valuable to you if he's a pastor who will talk to you about such things. Granted, not everyone out there's got a pastor who will even talk about this stuff. And leave that for another time. But yeah.
So with reconciliation, you kind of laid out what the goal is, that she would then be on speaking terms with him and bless him as he walks out the door to
his new home. Be able to honestly say goodbye, I'll miss you. It would kind of be the hope, mm-hmm. right?
And so, I mean, there have been times in life and relationships where the person that you are close with says that they're Christian, but mm-hmm. that goodwill towards you isn't received. Mm-hmm. So what do we do in that situation?
Like, right. You strive to have the goodwill yourself.
What does reconciliation look like in that scenario? Because we can't, as we're learning in the boundaries book, like you cannot be in control of how a person responds to you. And so it doesn't mean say that this lack of concordia between the brother and the sister mm-hmm. is over inoculation, you cannot say, or you cannot do the thing that is being required.
Right, right.
And so,
this is where he's going to have to rely on the pastoral council to help right. him see where that line is. Because okay. without specifics, you can't really draw that line. You would hope that because they are communing at the same altar,
mm-hmm.
that even if it's something like inoculations,
right.
The person who's insisting on inoculations can be like, I love you anyway.
Yeah.
You're my brother in Christ.
Right.
Go with God. You brought up inoculation. I mean, the religion that of inoculations is a pretty blindsiding, all one side, join me or die. We refuse to reconcile you with religion. So, you know, that makes it hard on the other side. So if you're in a situation where the divorce,
right.
Right.
When you're abandoned.
Right.
Right. But abandonment is also a pattern. And so like, then it's again, are you going to repent of your abandonment? Are you going to acknowledge that you're abandoned also because of you? Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. Like, you know, someone who's been shamed from childhood, it's not your fault, but you have to own the shame at some point, or you're going to keep seeking out relationships that shame you. And so you have to, again, how do you repent of someone else shaming you? Well, you just acknowledge, like, I'm part of this. I'm accepting this. I'm allowing this. I am out of my own control and willingly putting myself into scenarios wherein the same pattern continues. The reason I knew you were the girl I was waiting for is you didn't fit the pattern. There had been an unhealthy pattern that okay. was so consistent and so replicated on and over and on again. And I swear, I had just finally prayed, dear Jesus, I'll wait forever as long as the pattern breaks. And in comes this girl who doesn't fit the pattern. And I don't, you know, I'll get into details, but, and don't get me wrong, we have our own reasons that the family relationships, like the Lego pieces, mm-hmm. do line up. And we have had to address those. But it was addressed as an intentional new pattern. And so, that's what you have to do here, right? You have to see that you're a part of this pattern. And so if you really want to have a different pattern, you're going to have to change the outside of your puzzle piece.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be the same puzzle piece. That doesn't mean it's your fault and feel bad. Like, just shut up. Like, tell that part of you to shut up. It means that repentance is the posture of a Christian, and it's a glorious, glorious drought. I don't mean like without water. I mean, you're drinking it all the way. And it's C.S. Lewis, it's bitter at the first sip and it's sweet on the aftertaste. So that's where you want to be through this. And then in a time such as this, a time of civilizational collapse, a time of civilizational building and new starts, to go somewhere else, to kind of really let go of all those patterns and try to engage better patterns on purpose. Like, hey, why not? Especially if everywhere you go in this place that is your city is something that recreates bad habits, right? Mm-hmm. Bad company ruins good character and that kind of thing. Now, again, all of your talk is very vague, and that's okay. Okay. But you'll just understand all of our answer is very vague, and it we could really be missing here or there as we talk for that reason. So,